The moon was brilliant in the night sky, giving him all the light he needed to see his prey. They entered the woods, and he was right on their tail. What a rush! The thrill of the hunt had adrenaline pumping through his veins. It had been far too long since he'd felt this level of euphoria. He stepped into the woods and listened. The snapping of twigs and the crunching of rocks underfoot. And they thought they'd be safe in the woods. Foolish. And a grave mistake. The leopard smiled to himself. He was skilled at the art of listening, of homing in on his targets. He sniffed the air and caught the scent of the woman's perfume. She'd certainly come through this way. And if his instinct was right, she was nearby. He smiled and lifted his archery bow, took a few steadying breaths, and pivoted, searching for his target.
Come out, wherever you are!
He prattled off in a sing-song voice that he hoped sent chills through her very being. The sound of deep breathing, the bristling of movement. Then he saw her, about 10 yards ahead. Easy peasy shot. He pulled back on the bow and let the arrow fly. It catapulted through the air and found its target. She screamed, and he grinned again, taking such extreme pleasure in her pain and frustration.
There would be no one to hear her screams out here. And oh, how loud people could be.
They were certainly louder than animals in the face of their mortality, and more visceral. He loved toying with them, the way a cat bats around a mouse in its claws. Prey one went down in a heap, and he caught up to her, towering above her. She was still wailing and clutching at the back of her thigh where his arrowhead had pierced into her meaty flesh and rendered her immobile. From the look of the blood pooling on the dirt, he'd struck an artery. He smiled down at her, and her face, a panicked mask, contorted into an expression of absolute horror, and her yells became mute.
Show your fear,
he told her and briefly shut his eyes.
Let me feel your terror.
He ripped the arrow from her leg and she howled into the night, but there was another noise interfering. Prey two. The man. No doubt he had plans of grandeur and that of playing hero.
How lovely, the leopard thought. Your white knight is coming, my lady. But he will die just like you.
She let out an ear-piercing, strangled cry that resonated through him, filling him with absolute bliss. Prey, too, emerged from behind a thicket of evergreens. He stood in a bath of moonlight that made its way through a small clearing in the forest, presenting a confident stance. But the leopard could smell fear. A distinct odor, unpleasant, repulsive. A stench that he needed to put to an end. But first, he had something else to attend to. He needed to make sure the woman wasn't going to risk moving. Not that she'd get far if she tried. The leopard crouched next to her and removed his bowie from its sleeve. He held it up for her to see and picked up on the small nuance of her widened eyes reflected in the blade. She tried to back away from him, but was unsuccessful. Her horrified protests became louder. The most pleasant sound to his ears. But there was even better yet to come. He lunged forward, quickly slicing across her torso, from one side of her belly button to the other. Her intestines spilled from her, and her cries were near deafening.
Much better. A soothing lullaby to my ears.